Brett Pelini joins us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And Brett, it's finals weekend.
Yeah, it's big. Obviously, I got to experience it last year. And, you know, the place gets pretty rowdy. It's an electric building. And, yeah, it's very fun to play in.
There's nothing quite like it either, is there, in ice hockey in general, with all the different fans in one building?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty unique. I like the way the league does it with everybody here. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
And not many championships are settled with just two getaways. Now it takes two games just to win it now.
Yeah, so you really got to bear down. Obviously, the first game is the focus right now, getting through to that final. And, yeah, it's going to be tough two games either way. But, yeah, for sure.
And that first game is against Cardiff. And the series against them in the regular season was just incredible, wasn't it? Every game was a game of the season contender.
Yeah, it's always we've had some great battles with them throughout the year. They're a good team. We know what to expect, and we're going to have to bring our A game for sure.
And what do you think? And every game against them was settled by one goal, and it always went in favour of the home team. And it's been a bit more of a neutral feel with all the different fans around. What do you think is going to be the key to winning that game?
I think managing the puck. Obviously, they're a big, strong team too, so we're going to have to work hard and battle. And, you know, just playoff mentality and getting it done.
And then you're going into that game on probably one of the hottest lines in the league with Robert Farmer and Chris Stewart. You've been together for quite a while now, and you've really clicked together, haven't you?
Yeah. It's nice to have some chemistry going. I think all three of us bring a little bit different to the table, and we've been working well together, so we'll look to keep that going.
And then playing with a guy like Chris, who's had the experience at the highest level, what have you learned from him?
Oh, he's been great. Just little plays that he makes that you don't see regular guys making is pretty cool, and yeah, he's helped me and Farms a lot on the line, and yeah, we'll look to keep it going.
Best of luck this weekend, Brett.
All right, thank you.